With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. There are several projects in the works to expand the extensive Heart of Vilas County Trail system. People get involved and learn more about one of those projects happening in neighboring Iron County. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update on Mercer's Loop Trail Initiative.
The Heart of Vilas County Bike Trail System is a nationally recognized network of paved trails that extends from Mercer to St. Germain. A local silent sport group wants to see the north end of that trail loop back around. There are plans in the works to add another 9 to 10 miles along Highway J to Windman and circle back to Mercer through Mantuish Waters. Gail Andreski is a board member of ICOR, Iron County Outdoor Recreation Enthusiasts.
It'd be a nice loop, a great addition to our community and to our community businesses to be able to thrive with more bicyclists coming through our area.
Andreski says ICOR was formed 10 years ago to promote silent sports opportunities in Iron County. The group has felt the impacts of the post-pandemic outdoor push, hosting weekly outings, and advocating for trail expansions in the county. They recently received a TAP grant from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to conduct a feasibility study on the Loop Trail. ICOR and the town of Mercer are holding the Let's Get Looped event at Carroll Park this Sunday for people to learn more about the project.
Kirsten Finn, who is the executive director of the Wisconsin Bike Federation, they're embracing this project along with us, and she'll be there to speak on what's going on with biking right now and how it can be very advantageous to communities and to local businesses. Our engineering firm, our project manager, will be there to talk to the community, answer questions. He'll be asking people to fill out a questionnaire, asking them about the importance of expanding the bike trail to them and how they'll use it.
There will also be things for families, like quizzes to win bike helmets and accessories, live music, and a food truck. The event is from noon to 3 on August 4th. For WXPR News, I'm Kitty Thorson.
The forestry industry is close to $25 billion every year for Wisconsin's economy. It's especially important to the Northwoods to create jobs in just about every sector of the forest industry. But it's also important to the environment. Scott Bovey is the director of the Kemp Natural Resources Station in Woodruff. He says wood products typically have a smaller environmental footprint than things made from substitutes like vinyl floors or metal tables.
Really, wood is the most environmentally friendly material that we can use, not only because it's renewable, but it takes less energy to produce than substitute products.
Kemp Station is hosting Logan Wells tonight. He's the wood science faculty instructor at North Central Technical College in Antigo. Bovey says he's going to talk about how the trees in the state become products we use every day.
It's one of those things that, you know, people may see a logging truck on the road or they may see a pulpwood truck on the road and really not know, you know, where does that product go and how important it is to the state. This will give them an opportunity to see the value that gets added to those raw materials and better understand the economic impact for the state of Wisconsin.
The Science of Wood presentation is tonight at 7 p.m. at the Connor Forestry Center at Kemp Station. Wausau, at least for a moment, became the center of a Democratic presidential campaign Saturday. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff was featured among several guests of honor at the annual Hmong Festival in Wausau. Emhoff shared the story of how he learned President Joe Biden was dropping out of the race.
A friend of mine showed me his phone with the announcement, and I said, I gotta go. And there was my phone in the car, and I think there were, 20 messages. Call Kamala. Call Kamala.
After sharing his and Harris's vision for the country, Emhoff closed his remarks by saying everyone should register to vote, as Wisconsin has had a history of close races.
This community right here could decide the election in this state, which could decide the election, the entire election. So you have the power right here in this Hmong community. You have more power than you realize.
November's election is now less than 100 days away. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Wisconsin Republicans are asking voters to take away the governor's power to unilaterally spend federal money, a reaction to the billions of dollars that flowed into the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. Democratic Governor Tony Evers was free to spend that money as he pleased, angering Republicans who wanted the legislature to have oversight. That's what would happen under a pair of related constitutional amendments up for voter approval in the August 13th primary election. The changes would apply to Evers and all future governors and cover any federal money to the state that comes without specific spending requirements, often in response to disasters or other emergencies. Coastal communities across Wisconsin are getting a funding boost to bolster local economies, natural resources, and quality of life. Will Waukee reports.
About $1.3 million in grants are going to areas along the Great Lakes. That includes larger cities like Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Sheboygan, and small towns like Gibraltar and Door County. Gibraltar Town Chairman Steve Sohn says his community was able to acquire, preserve, and potentially create recreation trails in a forested wetlands area along Lake Michigan, which should protect local wildlife and water quality.
If the swamps aren't, you know, protected and maintained properly, I mean, that's the filters of the earth before the water gets out to the lake. So I think it's pretty important we protect those filters.
Other grants will go to outdoor education, historic preservation, and even kayak launches. Funding will also go to groups monitoring invasive species, algal blooms, and water temperatures. Wisconsin has been funding similar programs for several years now and will continue to award money in 2025. I'm Will Waukee.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.